The Rasmussen Foundation awarded more than $30 million in grants in 2013, but in the last few years, only about 1% of that money has gone for projects in the Bering Straits region. Foundation members traveled to small communities in the region last week to see what kinds of programs residents would like to see funded. KNOM's Zachariah Hughes has the story.
Six folks from the Rasmussen Foundation landed in Nome aboard a private jet Wednesday morning. Fog kept them from being able to make it to White Mountain, the first of three trips planned for the day. But at noon, board members, staffers, and the foundation's president took off in a chartered plane from a regional carrier to Golovin for the dedication of a new search and rescue building.
As we all know, we have experienced and assisted in a lot of search and rescues, including searching for lost people between surrounded villages.
In front of a packed room, Irene Navarro, the president of the Chinook Eskimo community in Golovin, told the Rasmussen visitors about why people there had pushed for the garage-sized building to help with searches.
Plane crashes close to Golovin that we were able to assist with rescuing.
People care strongly about search and rescue in Golovin because it happens a lot. Snow machiners traveling the coast break down, the Iditarod and Iron Dog, as well as local races, all pass through, and stuff just doesn't always go as planned. Chuck Fagerstrom says residents don't always want to wait for state troopers to fly up or sit still until weather breaks when it's their neighbor or relative that's missing. The city got money to buy communications equipment and snow machines in 2009, and funds from NSCDC matched by Rasmussen for a total of around $600,000 to build the new facility. The point, Fagerstrom explained, is to make sure searchers are as safe and prepared as possible. After lunch inside the new building and a quick tour of Golovin from the back of a pickup truck, the Rasmussen crew got back on the plane and flew across the Norton Sound to St. Michael. In helping facilitate the visit, QuAREC President Melanie Banke says sites were picked to show a range of needs from across the region.
They also wanted to go to villages where they haven't had as much of a financial presence, so we took them out to St. Michael today.
Though St. Michael got a few thousand dollars for chairs and tables some years ago, part of Rasmussen's reason for the trips is giving advice for how to succeed securing more funds in the future.
So where the trustees of our foundation choose to invest is in projects that serve a wide section of the community. So we do a lot of things for kids, for elders.
Foundation President Diane Kaplan answered questions from a small audience at the Head Start building in St. Michael. A lot of their money, especially smaller grants under $25,000, goes towards things like replacing gym floors, paint supplies, or a new roof, projects that aren't exactly flashy but make a difference for residents on the ground. And that's exactly what St. Michael Mayor Bobby Andrews is eager for help with.
We are very excited. We've been thinking of where we can get some funding to do our flooring, our carpets, our gym.
And while new carpeting may seem small, those are the tangible improvements that Foundation Vice Chair Kathy Rasmussen says aren't apparent until you actually go to rural communities.
Reading about a project and a proposal on paper is not the same thing as meeting the people that are involved in it and that are passionate about it.
In Golovin and St. Michael, I'm Zachariah Hughes.